Good evening, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. Well, this has been a very interesting week. We have two major religions having major holidays. We have the Jewish religion with Rosh Hashanah last week and Yom Kippur just a couple days ago. And we have Islam celebrating Ramadan. And it's rather interesting that we are together on that, that these two major belief systems that came from very similar origins are at this time on this planet celebrating their sacred times in the same time frame. It's unusual. It doesn't happen all the time. Tonight we're reforming it. We are taking your questions. We are talking to you about what's meaningful in your life. We are listening to your questions, and we're listening to the questions of folks from before. You're listening to BBS Radio, and the telephone numbers, if you're on online, you know what numbers to call. If you're just tuning in and you're not on the BBS Radio website, you would go to www.bbsradio.com. The name of the show that you're listening to is Akashic Wisdom, and I'm Donna Fox. And we have another sponsor. Our other sponsor is Akashic Record Consultants International, and their website is www.arc-akashicrecords.org. So, for those people who are listening and you would like to get some insight into what the Akashic Records are, what the Akashic Records can do for you, what life is all about, if you have some burning questions that you would very much like to understand, you can call 877-876-5227 in the U.S. If you're in Canada, it's 888-815-9756. Or if you're out of the country and you want to call direct, or if you're in the country and you want to call direct, if you're out of the country, our country code is 01, and it's 530-876-3222. So let's talk about power. Let's talk about what stops us from power. If you, I want to just pose this question to you. If you were not afraid, or if you had all the money you could ever want, what would you do with your life? How would your life be different? For example, if you won the lottery and had, let's say, $50 million to do anything you want to do with it, how would your life be different? I'd love to hear from you. Give me a call. Talk to me about how your life would be different if you had all that money. If you had that money to just burn or save or help humanity, what would you do with it? You can also email me your questions if you'd like at Akashic Wisdom, that's A-K-A-S-H-I-C, Wisdom, W-I-S-D-O-M, at AOL.com. Clearly, you can email those questions or comments. We're right here. I'm right on my computer waiting for your messages. But I'd like to talk to you about, we were talking about power. And, you know, it's interesting. You think that personal power is sometimes, at least some people believe that personal power comes with money. Means that dollars answer the questions of feeling powerful, because what really happens when you have dollars is although you may feel more powerful, for me, it would be freedom. So how, if I had $50 million, what would I do with $50 million? Well, let's see. I think the first thing I would do would be pay off all my bills. How about you? Would that probably be the first thing everybody does, and pay off their house and possibly move to a more spacious or more modern house. Although I really love my house, so I'm not sure. I probably would pay off my children's homes or buy homes for my kids. Definitely put a trust together for my grandchildren for their college. But you know, don't you wonder if you had all that money and it came to you overnight like that? That if in fact your children or your grandchildren were from a working class home, do you think that money would ruin them? Do you think that money would stop their ambition? Or do you think money like that would encourage their ambition? You know, some people I know that say that they would give all that money away. They would give every single penny away if they had, you know, millions of dollars. I know that I'd give some of it away. I'd set up a trust for charities that I really loved. I know that for me, one of the charities that I would set up money for would be Akashic Record Consultants International, so we could truly move into spreading the idea of the Akashic Records work all over the globe, and even more outpouring, so that we could really offer scholarships for people who really wanted to learn more about the Akashic Records. I occasionally offer scholarships for people that want to learn and are willing to come to where the classes are and can express themselves as to why the work of the Akasha would be meaningful for their lives. I've done that in the past. I've also, but you know, this $50 million thing really has me going, because it's one of my fantasies. It's one of the things that I do when I'm waiting for a plane. I fantasize about what I would do with $50 million. So again, I would love to hear what you would do with $50 million. Or if you have a problem tonight that you'd really like just someone to talk to, someone to help you get some insight into something that's going on in your life, I truly encourage you to give me a call, because I'm here, I'm ready to listen, and I so deeply want to support you and help you in any way I can, because that's what the work of the Akasha is. So again, the phone numbers here are 877-876-5227. And, or you can call toll free. That's a toll free number in the U.S. Or you can call 888-815-5756. Or the direct number is 530-876-3222. Now, last week, some folks said they had a hard time getting through when we had our guests. So if you're having a hard time getting through that number and you can't, if it's busy and there's no one on the line that you can hear on the radio here on your computer, email me and let me know that's what's going on. Okay? Let me know that you can't get through. Okay. We have one comment here from Nancy, and she says that if she had $50 million, she would pay off her bills, purchase a larger brand new home, and purchase new homes for her children, sounds like me, and then she would help people that she knows who need help, and then she'd go on a couple of cruises, and Then she'd take all sorts of spiritual classes that she can't afford to take right now. And she would definitely find the right people to help her with her health. But the issue here, it's very interesting that she makes that comment. You know, if in fact we had all this money, would we take the time that we needed to do our internal work that we could be blissful even without money? Do you believe, do you truly believe that money can solve our problems? I know for me, it's like, you know, it would make my problems a lot easier if I had $50 million. But, and you know what else I'd do with $50 million? I would help Don Newsom at BBS Radio just blow the socks off of everybody else on Internet radio. I'd invest in BBS Radio. So for those people who have some extra money and would like to be able to do something, I encourage you to invest in BBS Radio. And if you have some extra money and would like to donate to the Akashic Wisdom Show, there's a button that you can donate for that so, too. And I say that with jest, but I also say it with seriousness. But what is the dollars? Why is it that we feel that we cannot feel or have a hard time feeling free without money? I mean, the interesting thing about it is if you really walk around and you look at the homeless folks, the people who really don't have a care in the world. You know, I've talked to some folks that are homeless, and they're fascinating people. And interestingly enough, there's some people that are walking around homeless that literally dropped out. That the reason why they actually chose to be homeless is because they didn't want to have the responsibility of money anymore or worrying about paying bills. Some exact for sure were forced into it. But there's, interestingly enough, there are some out there that actually chose to just drop out of society and become nameless because they wanted the freedom. So if, in fact, freedom is the underlying piece, and I'm not saying it is for everyone, but I'm speaking from my own personal opinion. If freedom is the underlying piece, what, and I ask this of you as well, what would have to happen in your life to help you feel free? Now, I'm not talking about the bills you have to pay that you feel constricted with, because the reality is, whether you're rich or poor, or as long as you have a dwelling, you're always going to have something to pay someone somewhere. Even if the house is paid off, you're still going to have to pay for maintenance, even if you do part of it yourself. But so what is there about your life? What parts of your life could you feel more free in if you allowed it? Or maybe the other question is where do you feel the most constricted in your life, and why? So, where is that? Do we feel constricted in our opinions and our belief systems? Do we feel constricted because we walk in judgment of ourselves and others? Do we feel constricted because we're worried about the opinions of others? And would dollars eliminate that worry? If, in fact, you had all the money you could possibly ever want, would you still worry about pleasing other people or worry about how other people felt about you? How would that work? How would that work? So for those of you who want to call in, please give me a call. Again, those phone numbers for BBS Radio are on the website. They are 877-876-5227. You can also call from Canada, 888-815-9756 or 530-876-3222. You can certainly give a call whenever you'd like. I'm curious, though. I'm really, really curious. Now, you know, we have another comment. About that money can only solve a part of this person's problems, not all of them. Not having to work, they would be able to meditate more and not worry about getting enough sleep just to make it through the day at work. And that's interesting because the idea of enough sleep is an important piece. But what's also important is really moving into your own personal feeling of freedom, as I said before. I just want to stop for a minute and make sure that I am on the right track here based on what the records are saying. You know, the message for this evening has to do, again, they're going back to the personal freedom, the definite personal freedom of learning, again, to really go deeper into the joy of living. There are issues with folks out there where that are listening tonight, where it's hard for them to feel joyful. It's hard for them to feel grateful. And as we've said before, that joy, that gratefulness equals joy, and joy goes into peace. That's really a very important concept. I was talking to my grandson this evening, they're fortunate enough that these sweet little children are staying with me tonight. And so we were talking about what we're grateful for at the end of the day. And he came up with a wonderful list of the things that he's thankful for. Naturally, his mom and dad and sister and his aunts and uncles and Nana and Papa and Grandma and Grandpa. But then he started talking about being grateful for his friends. This kid's six. And he was talking about feeling grateful for being able to play in the mud. He was playing in the mud today, in dirt. And he loved the idea that he was able to play in the mud, in the dirt. And he also was feeling grateful around being able to play in the bathwater. He really loved, actually, if you're playing in the mud, you've got to take a bath when you get home. He loved the idea of taking a bath and then a shower. That was a special treat at Nana's house tonight. But, you know, our little children have so much that they can teach us about being grateful. And being grateful also, it has everything to do with taking on our own responsibility of who we are. Now, we were talking last week with Malcolm Fraser, and he is a new facilitator for Dr. Hugh Len's work. And Dr. Hugh Len is the man who works with the Ho'oponopono work. And at the seminar that I took last week with Dr. Hugh Len, he was talking about taking full and total responsibility. And he was talking about because we are all part of this world, we need to take responsibility for everything that's going on in it as a personal responsibility. Um, And one of the interesting things about it is I went into the records to try and understand how we're all connected. I mean, there was like, we've all heard, you know, we are one, and we're made of the same stuff and all that stuff. I mean, I'm sure that if you're, that you've possibly heard that before. And so what the record keeper has explained to me is that we, like if you were to imagine what a grid work looks like, okay, if you've ever seen a, on a graphic, when you're trying to make a person, on a graphic, and they have like a profile of a person, and all these lines are going up and down and side to side. What they were saying is that we are a grid work. We are a grid work that's attached to the matrix. And all those lines, that's who we are without our skin. And that our bodies, our physical bodies, are like overlaid over that grid work. So if the other way of explaining it is that we have this grid work going on that attaches us to everyone. And our bodies are more like sandwich boards, you know. If you can imagine, like if you've ever seen a sandwich board, what that means is if, like, do you ever see somebody walking around with a sign, and it was a sign on the front and a sign on the back, and they're walking around promoting something? That's called a sandwich board. And that our bodies are sandwich boards overlaid this grid work, all right? And the other thing that's very interesting is that as we are connected to the matrix, or that grid work, if you will, that's what creates the shift when we, in fact, begin to become grateful and we begin to say, I love you, and we go deeper into our own what they call cleaning. And when I worked with the Akashic Records on how to best work with this cleaning, if you will, or the Ho'oponopono work, there is a, what the record keeper suggested I do was to make a list of all the things I wanted to love about my life. And so for those people out there who know how to work with their records, this message is to make a list of all the things that you love about your, that you want to love about your life. In other words, like, what do you want to love about your life? What do you want to not only accept, but really love, have a passion for, feel blissful about, and so that you can turn that blissfulness into gratefulness. So to make a list of all the things you want to love about your life. And once you have that list, what the suggestion the record keepers made was that you take that, the first thing on your list, and you move into the place of the Ho'oponopono work. So basically what you do is you take the first, whatever you want to start with. It could be the first one in your list, it could be the last one. It's wherever you want to start. And you take that piece that you want to feel, that you want to feel good about, or you want to love about your life. And you begin to imagine that. The same time you imagine it, you do the work of the Ho'opono by saying, I love you and thank you. And then what you do after that is you then take that information and take it through your grace points. Now, for those people who are curious about what the grace points are, there is a man by the name of Ed Conmee. He is an Akashic Record teacher. You can find his information up on the Akashic Record Council, Akashic Record Consultants International. He brought forward from the Akashic Records a system, a process called the grace points. And the grace points appear on your hands, And it's something that you learn in a level one Akashic Record workshop, as well as a level two and a level three. But the grace points are introduced, and you learn how to clear blocks with the grace points in your hands. And so what the record keeper suggested I do is to take the and combine the Ho'oponopono work by saying, I love you, please forgive me. It's I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, through each one of your grace points. Now, again, for folks who are just tuning in, the Akashic Records, the grace points were brought forward from the Akashic Records, and you don't necessarily have to have your records open in order to be able to access these grace points. But you have a spiritual grace point, like I said, you have a physical grace point, an ancestral grace point. And by taking the work of the Ho'oponopono through the three grace points and back to the center of the main grace point, you are able to not only clear through all cellular memory. Now, clearly, the Ho'oponopono work, without getting into the specifics, you really need to take a workshop to understand that with them. There's a little bit more than just saying the I love you and thank you. However, that does a lot of clearing, especially when you work with yourself and you direct that internal I love you to you. And so working with this it's about clearing the blocks so that we are able to feel grateful and we are able to feel blissful and we are able to feel peaceful. And sometimes we don't even know where we need to or what we need to forgive, you see. And so the gratefulness that we also need to work with is something that it's something that we use to go deeper into joy. Now, I just had another question here, and the question was, I thought that he told us that we can't use the Ho'oponopono work until we take the class. And that's not true. You certainly can. In fact, there is a website you can go to, and it is it's the 3Ws dot zero limits.info, and you can learn about the Ho'oponopono work. You can buy the book Zero Limits by Joe Vitale. It'll tell you about the Ho'oponopono work, and you can go to the Ho'oponopono website itself and read all about the Ho'oponopono. And if you really want that information, and let me spell it for you. It is the 3Ws, and it's Ho, H-O, and then another O, and then P-O-N-O, P-O-N-O.org. Now, those are certainly websites you can go to learn more about the Ho'oponopono work, and there is when you take the workshop, there is expanded information that comes from the workshop. But you clearly can begin to use a good part of it, not only from the information on the website, but also from the book, Zero Limits. So clearly, you don't have to wait. You can begin clearly to say, I love you and thank you to yourself anytime you like. So know that's true. And again, if you understand how to work with your grace points, you can take that work through the grace points as well. Just to give you the phone numbers here again, I am at toll-free 877-876-5227. And that's in the U.S. In Canada, you can call toll-free at 888-815-9756. And you can also call direct at 530-876-5227. 3222. I'd also like to direct you to the Akashic Record Consultant International website at www.arc-akashicrecords.org, as well as my website. Now, the only thing I'd like to tell you about my website is the dates of the workshop are not up to date. If you go on to the BBS radio information, host information or information about the show, and scroll down, you will find all the information you need about my work with the Akashic Records, and that is at bbsradio.com, and you just click on Akashic Wisdom, and you'll have the show information. If you keep on going, you'll also hit my schedule and information about how to have a personal consultation with me on via the telephone, which is something that I offer worldwide. So to anyone who, no matter where you are, we can do this on the telephone. The other thing is that I'm going to be in San Diego, actually in the Carlsbad area, next weekend, if anyone would like to attend a Level 1 class, or if in fact you have taken a Level 1 class with myself or another teacher from Akashic Record Consultants International, you can certainly take the Level 2 class. I actually only have two or three openings left in the Level 2 class. Level 1 class, there's a few more openings, but if that's of interest to you, please call me directly at 216-691-1233, and you can go ahead and I could certainly answer any questions that you might have privately. We have a caller. Hello.
Hi, Donna. This is Melody from San Diego.
Hey, Melody from San Diego. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to tell you that the Zero Limits website is under construction right now.
Who's this?
Zero Limits, Joe.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I just went in there, and it's under construction, so you can't get into it right now.
Wow, I wonder what's going on. I know that was on. Thanks for that information. I know that it was okay a while ago. Well, you know what? I'm wondering if it's .info. Did you try .info?
No, I just went right off of your website that's coming up from the radio show.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just gonna try. Thanks for that information. I might be giving you the wrong one. I think it is, absolutely. Okay, so I gave you the wrong website. It's the 3 W's .zerolimits.info, info. That one works.
Okay, .info.
Yep, that's the one that you can hear. That's the one that you want to go to. So
okay.
It's .info. Thanks so much. Thanks
Alrighty.
So much.
Did
so
you talk get my email?
So let's talk about that. Talk to me about, what do you want to talk about tonight, Melody?
First thing is the question.
Okay. The question is, what do you need to be learning now to do the work that you're to do?
Yeah, and I've been told a couple of times that I'm going to be teaching in the future.
Uh-huh.
And I've never said, what am I going to be teaching? And, if I'm going to be teaching something, what is it? And, or, what do I need to be learning to facilitate this future teaching? Where do I need to, what's my next step? Where do I go from here? And what do I have to do now to get there?
Okay. What's interesting, Melody, is sometimes what the record keepers are actually sharing is that in many cases you teach what you most have to learn, and so there's issues in your life right now that have to do with not only self acceptance. But self-love, so so that it's like there's a lot of anxiety going on in your life right now, and it's really more along the lines of learning how to feel peaceful in the face of crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah, and so the idea here is that the you've done so much learning, and you're continuing to learn, and you also, by the way, you know how to work with your own Akashic records. You can actually open up your personal Akashic records, and you can ask for insight into creating a curriculum for a workshop if you wanted to.
Okay.
And don't worry about that you don't know what the subject is, because you can the record keepers will actually help you to hone that together and give you some ideas. Not because they're telling you what to do, but because you're open to listen. So just take a moment right now, and if you were to think about if someone said to you, Melody, I have 10 people that want to learn from you next week. What do you want to teach them? What's your first answer?
Oh, that's scary.
What'd you say?
I said, that just feels scary.
It feels scary?
Yeah.
Okay, because why?
I just feel like I'm so scattered, I wouldn't know where to begin.
Okay. What about also? What if you knew you couldn't fail?
That would be different.
And if you knew you couldn't fail, what would you want to teach them?
I really have to think about that. Something comes up to me that says something about health related.
Okay, so you'd like to teach them about something about health, right?
Staying healthy.
Staying healthy.
And that's kind of like wondering why that came up.
That's interesting. So the idea here is, if you had all the money in the world, and you had all the knowledge at your fingertips, what would it be that you would want to share and teach with others? Teach others.
Okay. I'll have to think about that.
And the idea here is that one of the issues that's going on here is your fear of being wrong.
Oh, that's big time.
Yeah. And so by being afraid of being wrong, it stops you from trying anything in many cases. As far as from an independent point of view, it's like you go only so far, and then you pull yourself back. Or there is some self-sabotage going on. Does that make sense?
Very much.
Okay. And so what would be helpful is, when you start a new project, to really look at it from an unlimited point of view and consider, if in fact I couldn't fail, how would I structure this?
Okay.
If, in fact, I had all the information available that I needed, what would I want to share? And the other thing is, if, in fact, I weren't dependent on this work of teaching others for money, what would I love to be able to help people know that I know? Are you writing this stuff down?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And by the way, this is for anybody else out there who has these challenges. And then there's another concept here, is that what do you know? What either? Wait, let me get this right. What modality or process or tool has had the greatest impact on your life so that you have incorporated that modality or tool or insight and it has shifted the way you look at things and you walk and use that on a daily basis? What have you integrated into your life that you've learned that has been so profound?
Okay. So what created the biggest shift?
That's a good idea. What's created the biggest shift in my life? And how has it changed my life? In other words, like, when it created the biggest shift, the concept is it's something that you use, like, on a daily basis or on a regular basis to continue and maintain the shift.
Okay. Well, as far as on a daily basis, it's just kind of something that's probably integrated that I'm not really consciously aware of.
Okay. Well, but then there may be something that you've learned that you would like to incorporate on a daily basis.
Okay. Well, I've learned that.
That could help you do even more shifting.
Okay.
Go ahead. I can't hear you, honey.
Oh, okay. All right, I need to think about this also.
Yeah, see, the idea here is there's many tools that we learn. In especially, you've done a lot of seeking over the years. Right?
Yeah, the last 4 or 5.
Yeah. And so the idea here is it's really about what modality or what tool are you interested in integrating into your life on a regular basis that will offer you the answers that you need. See, the internal work is what blocks us. When we don't do our own internal work, we can only get to a certain level. And this is not a criticism, Melody. It's just the idea is that, and this is not just you. This is like kind of across the board. This is humans in general. That we have to look at where we have stopped. Oh, this is interesting. We have to look at where we have stopped looking because it's either become too painful, too much work, or more information than we wanted to know. Because it's those areas that we stop ourselves that need the biggest clearance. Because the reality is our life is really not about anybody else. No matter how much we want to make it around or blame other people for the way our life is, the reality is nobody creates our life but us. And we can't look at, we cannot put, this is again, not just you, this is humanity in general.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot say, if only so-and-so were different, I could do such-and-such. Because there's a piece in there that says, if in fact we really wanted to do something, there are ways for us to surpass that block that another person has put up. I'm going to just give you an example. If in fact we are in a situation where other people are controlling our finances, we do have the option to go out and find other ways to bring in dollars to be able to do what we want to do. Now, I'm not saying it's easy to do that. I'm not saying it's that we always have the time for it. But the reality is finding another form of income is available from working at home to working part. I mean, there's always something. Even if it's child care, dog care, some type of caring, the idea here is, again, not you, I'm talking about in general here, but if this fits, look at it. There are different types of employment that we can do to create a different shift in ourselves and create an independence within ourselves so that we're not dependent on someone else. Do you get that?
Yes.
Whether or not we're willing to do it is another story. And so we really need to look at, if we're not willing to do it, who are we really rebelling against? Are we rebelling against the person who we're blaming, or are we really rebelling against ourselves? Are we rebelling against the circumstances? And the idea here is we have to really sort out where our resistance is, where our anger is, and where our and how we have allowed ourselves to trap ourselves into our own disempowering beliefs. Can you identify with any of that?
Yep.
And so it's the internal work. We can't move forward as a spiritual being in doing any kind of work that we feel even would help others until we clean up our own act, because until we do, we walk out there as if we're imposters, which destroys the energy and it eventually ends up that we sabotage ourselves. So whether or not, and it doesn't have anything to do with whether or not you change your situation, it has to do with changing the attitude. Can you get that?
Yes.
So for anyone who's listening, it's really about, this is not recommending, this is not saying that if you're with a partner that you're not happy with, and this is to anyone who's listening, we're not saying that you need to leave the partner. We're saying you have to change the attitude so you don't blame the partner for what's going on. And by saying, I've made my choice, and I'm going to choose to be empowered, and I'm going to choose to acknowledge the person I'm with for who they are, and not allow my belief that they're stopping me from doing anything. Because the reality is, no one can control your thoughts, but you. No one can control your attitude regarding yourself, but you. And so the Ho'oponopono work comes back to saying total responsibility for self and clearing oneself. And when you clear yourself, you end up clearing everyone else in the world, because when we clear ourselves, we clear others along with us. But clearing with the idea of manipulation, of changing someone, is not what this is about. It just it has to do with clearing yourself to be happy with you.
No, you never go into something like this trying to clear or change someone else. It's only,
right, because
it's only about self. It's not about others.
Exactly. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It's always about ourselves. We can only do what we can do with for ourselves. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Okay, and then as far as your first question?
Yes.
On the money?
Yes.
What I've been wanting to do, and I've seen some properties that would have been absolutely perfect for this sort of thing, it would be to build learning centers.
Oh, great.
Around the world. And the idea is to provide a place for teachers such as yourself and you know, all the great teachers that are out there that are flying all over the world, putting on workshops and seminars, to have places where they can do this effectively and just rotate around the world, you know, on whatever schedule they want to have in a loving and supportive environment that, you know, caters to raising the levels in the whole world.
That's right. That's great. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I would love it. So I encourage you to play the lottery.
Yeah, well, you know, if when the mega lottery gets up to $200 million, I just have this whole place planned out.
There you go.
And you know, I could just see it rolling into you know, three or four strategic places in the world, and just, you know, ongoing programs, and every week they just build on each other, and all the great teachers coming through, and we could have just, you know, different levels. If you want a bunkhouse, if you want a, you know, deluxe accommodations, we can handle both.
Yep.
And just ongoing programs so that and we can up-level the whole world.
I think it's a great idea. I love that. Just absolutely love it. Love it, love it, love it.
That, you know, I keep being told the thing about learning, and I think my what I see is my position is facilitating teachers to put their programs on.
Great.
And any words for me about this upcoming trip that I have?
I don't know what upcoming trip you're talking about.
I have a trip that I'm taking to Dominor in Italy.
Oh, when is that?
Yeah, I'm leaving on the 11th.
Of
next month.
Of October?
Of October.
Oh, I don't know. Well, what would you like to know? I mean, there was like, the records don't necessarily do for futures, you know.
Yeah, okay. Well, what do I need to do tonight to be prepared for this trip that's coming?
You're muffled.
What is it that I need to do today to prepare for this upcoming trip?
How long are you going to be gone?
About 2 weeks.
And you're going to, is it with a group or what?
Yes, with the Transformational Breath Group.
Okay, so
transformational breathwork.
Well, first of all, what's being said here is that you need to be able to clear all your centers so that you can go there worry-free.
Okay.
And because the idea here is that this, the work that you're doing, expands at the rate that you are peaceful. Do you understand that?
Uh-huh.
And so it's really about moving into what's going to create that peace within you, so that you'll be able to really move into the joy of being in that beautiful country, seeing those beautiful sights, and doing the work that can transform you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so very much.
You're welcome, and have a wonderful time.
All righty. You take
All right.
care. Thank you.
Take care, Melody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello, everybody. Well, that was Melody. We thank her for calling in, and we really was really wonderful with her questions. A lot came forward for all of you, and I hope that you took it to realize that when anyone calls in with a question, it's never just about them. It's always whatever the audience needs to hear and can be beneficial for you at this time in your life. For we are all connected. It's the idea that we are all a part of that wonderful grid. And if you, any of you are going to be in the San Diego area next weekend and would like to take an Akashic Records workshop, I would love to come. I'd love to have you call me at 216-691-1233, or if in fact you would like to have a personal consultation where we can go much deeper than we did with Melody on a telephone, but we can do a much deeper work with you on an individual basis. Again, give me a call at 216-691-1233. Or email me for free information, and if at info at akashicwisdom.com. It's akashicwisdom.com, and I will email you some information as well as give you a call if you leave your phone number. Okay, we're coming close to the end of our program. I want to thank all the wonderful listeners, and I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records and say amen, amen. The records for this Akashic Wisdom Internet radio show are closed. And with that, I would like you all to join me in saying amen. All right, next week we're going to be at the classroom for the Level 1 and Level 2 Akashic Record folks in Carlsbad, California, and you'll be able to ask those students anything you'd like, and we will be live in Carlsbad, California, at the CAT Center. And look forward to talking with you all. Look forward to hearing from you. Please email your questions in between, and I wish you a blessed, joyful, peaceful, and grateful week. Blessings to you all. And this is Donna Fox saying good night. Bye-bye.